Outside, the blizzard raged, and I hoped earnestly that Papa was dozing before some blazing fireplace in Placerville, dreaming of us on this St. Valentine's night, as we were thinking of him. Suddenly, it occurred to me what had been unusual about my observation of Notched Mountain yesterday. There was no notch. The gap must be filled in entirely, blocked by a wall of snow and ice 70 or 80 feet high. This morning I was roused from a glorious dream of hotcakes and ham by a noise like a great steam locomotive charging at full throttle. I sat up in bed, trying to make sense of the sound as the entire house began to shake. Mama was screaming below, "Hannah! Avalanche! Hurry!" The three of us were plunged into inky blackness as Mama slammed the door over our heads. I tried to cover my ears against the pulsating thunder, which grew louder and louder until I thought I would scream. An image flashed into my mind of the notch high above, like a cup filled too full, spilling its contents down the mountainside, tons of ice and snow rushing relentlessly toward us.